So joining us right now is Congressman Bill Johnson. Congressman, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing good, Jordan. I had no idea that our history dated all the way back to your sophomore year in high school.
Yes. I was a lot younger, but that was the first time we ever crossed paths, and I feel as though now we cross paths a lot more since I'm in the media as well. Congressman, let's just get right to it. What's happening in East Palestine? Are there any resources coming in to make this train derailment, this crisis, any better for the residents there?
Well, yeah. Jordan, immediately after the crash, of course, and you were there, at least I thought you said you were, immediately after the crash, the first responders, they jumped all over it. I'm very proud of the first responders that tamped down the fire, got it under control. The federal EPA and the state EPA have been there almost since day one, as well as the state's emergency management agency, county health officials, the local fire chief. All of those folks have been working nearly around the clock. I would say around the clock to get this resolved. They've made some progress, but look, this is not going to be a quick turnaround. Norfolk Southern has got a lot of work to do to clean this up, and they have made commitments. I believe that the EPA is going to hold them accountable to those commitments to be there for the long haul and to make this right for the citizens of East Palestine. I can assure you that I'm going to be watching to make sure they do as well.
You hear last week, sir, and we all found this out early last week, that the train that was carrying this hazardous material wasn't even labeled as hazardous. What are your thoughts on that, to know that there's such toxic chemicals traveling on Ohio's railways and we have no clue what's on the trains?
Well, you know, I had that same concern. I actually heard that from the governor. My team and I got busy working that with the Transportation Department in Washington, D.C. I am concerned about that. You know, there are different levels of hazardous material that can be carried on a train, different schedules, different toxicities. And they all are labeled and handled differently depending on what their potential harmful effects to people and animals and fish and wildlife and such were. So I have that exact same question. My team is looking into how that verification process works. How does the determination that a train is carrying toxic materials or hazardous materials, how does that work? Is it one car out of 10? Is it, 20 cars out of 50? That we know now that 20 of the cars, 20 of the 50 cars that derailed were carrying chemicals. So that is still in the works, Jordan. We've got to figure that out and see if that was handled the right way. And if possible, some tweaking of the rules might need to be put in place to make sure that in the future states are notified and communities are notified as well.
Yeah, and I think that's important to have that transparency with the communities. And you've been out to the scene of this train derailment, sir, and I've got to tell you, that's the best place it could have derailed at. If we're looking for a silver lining, because had that happened in the middle of town right next to the two gas stations, East Palestine would be here no longer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, it was an absolute miracle. God was looking out for the community of East Palestine when that train left the tracks. I mean, it's almost like they just pulled up and parked. The cars that left the track, it's almost like they pulled up and parked in a vacant parking lot. It is staggering to me. No loss of life, thank God, but also no structural damage. None of the buildings were damaged. The EPA and the state EPA and Norfolk Southern have got a massive cleanup operation. Excuse me, but the damage to surrounding structures, thank God, We didn't have any of that.
Yeah, and it's incredible. When you see a fire of this magnitude, you see the chemical release that goes up into the air, and to know that there's no injuries, no deaths, that's great to hear. But a lot of people right now, they're worried about their long-term health, sir. How, in your opinion, how do we reassure the people of East Palestine and the surrounding areas that the water's good to drink, that their health isn't going to be compromised?
Well, between the federal EPA and the state EPA and the local county health officials, they are all over that. I can tell you that I've talked to the mayor numerous times. They do not get their water source from any water source that has been contaminated. Their water source in the village water, if people are on public water, that water has tested and continues to test safe. It is clean. That's according to both the federal EPA, the state EPA, and the mayor, the local authorities there, because they test their water all the time anyway. Public, private wells, Jordan, that's a different story. Private wells need to be tested, and they are tested in a twofold process. There is a contractor for Norfolk Southern that takes a sample. The local health department also takes a sample. They send that sample to two different laboratories. They compare results to make sure that they're getting the same readings, and then they determine whether or not a well is safe or not. And let me point this out. It's not a one-and-done deal. People can have their wells tested multiple times. Nobody's going anywhere until the residents of that community are convinced that their property, that their wells, that their air, that their homes are safe for them and their family and their children to live in.
And I think that's important, so people do have that reassurance. Now, I'm getting a question from a lot of people, and I'm not sure if you have the answer or if you'll be able to ask this question when you're in these talks with Norfolk Southern. But people are saying, I have well water. I'm about 30 miles away from where the train derailed. Am I allowed, being 30 miles away from East Palestine, am I allowed to get my water tested for free if I request it?
Well, I don't know how wide that needs to be. You know, I'm not a scientist, Jordan, but I will ask that question. I don't know if it's going to extend out 30 miles. I mean, if it extends out 30 miles, what happens to the guy that's 35 miles? You know, what's he going to say? And I get that question, and I understand people's reticence. Rather than hip-shot that question, let me go back to Norfolk Southern, the EPA, find out what they can do. And I can tell you that the county is the one testing private wells. If, you know, somebody 30 miles away is probably on city or village water in the place that they live. But if they're out in the country and they have a private well, I think, don't quote me on this, but I'll find out. If anybody wants to know, tell them to call my office and we'll dig into it. I think the county health officials will get their water tested for them.
Okay, well, that's great to hear, and hopefully that provides some kind of reassurance to the people in East Palestine and the surrounding communities. Now, I've got to ask you this, and this is a question that is being posed to me right now. I just received a message, and they said, hey, I have a child who drinks formula. I heard Congressman Johnson say in a recent interview that if he had a someone that was on formula in his family, he might not return back there if you had an infant. Is that true? And how should people react right now if they have an infant who is formula fed?
You know, I'm not sure what the context of that was. I think we were talking about private wells. Again, I've drank the water that comes from the village. If you're in the village, the water's safe. The mayor's drinking the water. Lieutenant Governor John Husted and I drank the water last week. They test it every day. They are continuing to test it. So if you live in the village, I think it's safe to do. I've even heard senior members of the EPA say the same thing, that they would do that as well. If you have a private well that has not been tested for your own peace of mind, I would use bottled water for my child's, my infant's formula until you get that well tested.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you answering that that question in full for me, sir. And people, they're also on the fence right now about this Wednesday. We have the former president. He is coming to East Palestine. And I know East Palestine is a conservative town, but from the people I've talked to, they're about 50-50 right now. Some are saying it's great. Some are saying, well, why is the former president, Donald Trump, coming here and he's a civilian right now? What are your thoughts on that? Are you afraid that this is just going to turn into a political circus?
Well, I certainly hope not. I'm glad that former President Trump is putting America first, that he's bringing some focus. He's Palestine, obviously. That's going to get the national media really excited when he shows up here. That's going to put a spotlight on East Palestine, because you contrast that, Jordan, with the Biden administration. You know, the transportation secretary has yet to visit East Palestine. The president decides to go to Europe and talk to the Ukrainians rather than come to East Palestine. So I think the people there in the local community are glad that the former president is concerned enough to show interest and to continue to focus attention on their plight, because the people in that community have every right to be concerned, to be frustrated, to be fearful, to be anxious. I'm doing everything that I can to make sure that they get their questions answered. But I think former President Trump's visit is more about continuing to bring focus to East Palestine and put America first than it is to create a political sideshow.
You know how social media gets to going, and people are saying, Donald Trump, he's coming here, and he is going to pull out his checkbook, and he's going to make a donation. He's going to take care of the people. From what you know, do you expect anything like that to happen?
I'm not even going to speculate on that. I have no idea. I don't have access to the former president's checkbook. He wouldn't want me to. So no, I'm not even going to comment on that.
All right.
I don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah, and you know that's what a lot of people are wondering. And yeah, you talk about the federal government, sir, Pete Buttigieg, President Biden. Neither one of them have been to East Palestine, which, in my opinion, they have no excuse. And I woke up pretty angry this morning when I found out that Biden was meeting with Ukrainians overnight in a surprise trip. From a political standpoint, do you think that the president of the United States should have been in East Palestine the first week that this happened?
Listen, I tell my staff this all the time, and as a leader, you have to reinforce it. How you do something is oftentimes as important or more important than what you're trying to do. You know, I know what I would do if I were the president of the United States. I would have already been to East Palestine. It's one of the most disastrous train crashes, they're saying, in American history. And, you know, the devastation and the fear, the frustration, the anxiety that's being heaped upon a very small rural community, boy, it would have went a long, long way to see the transportation secretary and even the president or one of his key cabinet members to show some interest. Now, I will tell you this. The EPA administrator has been there. Michael Regan has been there. He's been there. I was with him. And I think the state and federal EPA are working collaboratively very, very well with Norfolk Southern to make sure that everything that needs to be done is getting done. So with the exception of the EPA, I think the Biden administration is late to the game.
All right. And I'm down the middle. I say this all the time, sir. I have Democrat beliefs. I have conservative beliefs. And yeah, I believe that the Biden administration, Buttigieg, Biden himself, Kamala Harris, I think it's quite frankly, piss poor on their part for not showing up to a small village here in Ohio. Now, people, they're talking about changes to the regulations that Republicans made when it comes to transportation, the railways, transportation spills. Do you believe that those changes affected the railways for the worse?
Well, the National Transportation Safety Board is in the process of doing the investigation. We've got to wait until that comes out. And once that comes out and we know the whys and the hows of this derailment, were the laws followed, were the rules followed, we will know then whether we've got gaps that we need to fill or whether we've got a railroad operator, Norfolk Southern, that maybe didn't follow the rules. And I'm not saying they didn't. I'm not making an accusation. I just don't know. And I don't think we should jump to speculation about what and how happened until we get that report from the National Transportation Safety Board.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. Last question. I saw in an interview that you did with, I believe it may have been News Nation or another outlet, and in it, you were asked about the financial contributions that Norfolk Southern had made to you over the years, somewhat of $18,000, I believe. What do you plan to do to reassure people that you're not going to be taking any money or utilizing that money from Norfolk Southern?
Jordan, I've already made a decision. I'm giving that money to the East Palestine Fire Department so that they can use that to help their volunteer firemen out, replace equipment, whatever. However much good it'll do, that's where it's going to go.
All right, sir. Thank you. And I think that would be a great donation. The men and women on our local fire departments, there were 70 fire departments that responded that Friday night. And they did an incredible job making sure no loss of life happened and no structural damage happened in any building. So I believe that would be a great use of that $18,000. Congressman Bill Johnson, anything else you want to add before we go?
I'm all done. Thanks, Jordan.
Hey, thank you so much.
I look forward to seeing you again. You bet.